Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for 15 years. On the show now, as part of Blueprint Downtown and thinking about the future of Juno design, I have Zane Jones, Tim Felstad, and Pat Race, and they're going to give us an update on where we are with Blueprint Downtown and how things are going. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
It is nice to have you here. In case somebody hasn't heard about Blueprint Downtown, who wants to give us just sort of the 101?
Yeah, well, the Blueprint Project is it's something that the Assembly has been asking for. It's something we've been hearing from the public about, certainly the business community as well downtown. So it's trying to, I guess, synthesize all these existing plans that we've got, some of which overlap downtown, some of them a little, some of them are a theme specific or area specific, and we're trying to bring all of that together whilst trying to calibrate those older plans against what the public are really wanting to see in their downtown at the moment. And so the downtown area, it's broad. It goes from the rock dump all the way out to Norway Point. And it includes many of the surrounding neighborhoods as well as what many people sort of consider to be the downtown core area, essentially where the historic districts are and the hotels and the bars. And so we're really pushing onto this planning project.
Let me skip ahead just a little bit. When are our listeners going to have another chance to contribute to this project?
Yeah. First Friday coming up, the gallery walk, the big one in December, we'll have a booth up. It's certainly a lot more information-based and to get the word out of what we've done so far. That one will be in the upper floors of the Senate building. Also, you can always check online on our blueprintdowntown.org.
Yeah, the website blueprintdowntown.org is a good resource. You can see our we've chosen steering committee members to put together the area plan. A lot of the work that like Zane and I are doing in MRV, that work's going to just be used to kind of inform the steering committee, which then will put together the area plan for the downtown area. So it's part of an ongoing process. And if people really want to get involved, I'd say the website's a really good space to do that. We're going to have a new online survey that kind of refines some of the data that we've already gathered, and that'll probably be coming out in the next week or so.
That's the voice of Pat Race, primary team member and also owner of Lucid Reverie, among other things. Pat, why did you get involved with this?
I got involved in this. Well, I'm just really interested in civics, but also MRV put together this contract and reached out to me. I've done a lot of design work. I'm a business owner in the downtown area. I've lived downtown for, you know, since 2002, and it's and well before that, when I was in high school. I don't know. It's just a I think that they viewed me as someone who's kind of connected to the downtown area, and I feel that way.
Zane Jones, you're part of MRV Architects. Maybe it speaks for itself, but tell us about your relationship to the project.
Yeah, certainly. Involved in a handful of committees downtown, and of course we always like to keep a pulse on what's happening downtown, and planning is one of the things we do in our business. And so, yeah, exactly. Pat, I think we'd noticed him at quite a few meetings design related, and we're like, we just got to reach out to him because he's got a good pulse on things, and especially being downtown. And then, of course, the city puts this together, but it's certainly in our realm of work, yeah.
Tim Felstad, planner at CBJ. Can you give us an example of an idea you've heard from the public that's resonated with you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've been hearing so many ideas over the last 3 months since we've been doing this outreach piece. We've certainly had a lot of feedback on, I guess, some of the social elements that people have been talking about downtown. A lot of interest in pushing forward with the Sea Walk. Obviously, we have an incomplete section at the moment. You know, the city are continuing to try and push to create a whole Sea Walk project, and ideas to do with trying to get funding for housing first to help some of those more visible issues that people have downtown. And then, you know, some of the sustainability aspects as well. Tourism carrying capacity has been something that's been highlighted. not just because of, you know, visible emissions that might be coming from ships, but also the carrying capacity in terms of transportation and what we have in terms of transportation infrastructure. So, you know, there's a whole raft of ideas that we've been certainly hearing from the public. And a lot of those have already been talked about, and like I say, in these previous plans. But it's great to understand what's relevant to the public today. And yeah. It's been really nice working with MRV and their consulting team, because they've had some really quite creative ideas to get public input.
You mentioned things like Housing First. It sounds like this is beyond public art and seawalks. It's more of a holistic look at what our city needs.
Yeah, certainly. And I think Tim actually tapped on a couple of those top-ranking ones, actually. So I've got a couple of the statistics here in front of us. So, yeah, we ask a variety of questions, not just art-based and just kind of what you want the city to feel like, the vision. But a couple of those, yeah, right at the very top was issues for treatment centers, homelessness, alcoholism, behavioral problems. That was right at the top for people's wish list of implementation. But then on the flip side, you know, some of the vision statements that people we heard was that they wanted it to be vibrant and locally based. They really like the local businesses and bringing those downtown and keeping those healthy, as well as they wanted it accessible and walkable. And some of those things regarding the waterfront, that's exactly what people are wanting, yeah.
Pat, you live and work downtown,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it's been fun doing this. We got to do a lot of man-on-the-street interviews and, like, go out and talk to people. And, you know, you get really specific responses, not just these, like, big, like, housing. But it's but, yeah, you get, like, really specific responses, like, about zoning intricacies. And I'm learning a lot through this process just by reading through these, you know, hundreds of comments we've received. I think we have, like, 400 online surveys that were filled out, yeah. And in quite great detail, too. And it's been good to see the level of engagement from the people downtown and actually how much overlap there is. I think people, you know, we're a community here and we're really connected to each other, and people are having these conversations outside of this project and bringing them into this project. And it's really good to see. The one thing that I didn't really expect that kind of surprised me was the resonance on the waterfront. Like, people really think of downtown Juneau as a waterfront community, and they want access to the waterfront. And they feel like there's a lot of times when we're kind of like cut off from our own waterfront. And so I think there's a real push to change that. You know, I think with, like, when they removed the lightering dock and kind of before they began implementing the seawalk, it started to feel like we're like hiding from our waterfront. And so people they love this new area down here where you can actually step down onto the waterfront and be on the, you know, tidelands. And I think it's a good direction for us, and it's something that's resonated, not one I expected, but you know, normal things like crime and public safety and homelessness and things like that definitely are bubbling to the top.
Zane, I heard your talk at the Power and Privilege Symposium about how architecture might be changing from a planning standpoint, rather than the person with the round glasses and the ivory tower making decisions for everyone. It's more of a democratic process. Can you speak to that, and if it relates to this project?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a great point. I think we've, as Tim was mentioning, ideally we want everybody's voice. But yeah, in particular, we've worked hard and tried to reach out to as many groups as possible that represent everyone's voices, yeah, because it's not just, you know, designed for us architects and planners to walk around. It's for every piece of the community. And I think in that talk that I gave at the university, architects and designers and planners are getting more diverse, and that's a really good thing. And I think we've got a good team that helps bring a lot of knowledge to this. And so, yeah, reaching out Filipino Community Hall, we've had a lot of the native groups come and give us feedback, we've met individually, we've met at groups, different things. So we're really trying, and then of course online lets all the, you know, different people be able to access it and come in at their own pace. So yeah, we're trying very hard to get everyone's voice into.
So right now, for one of our listeners, if they wanted to contribute an idea, they could go to what website, and how would they do that?
Yeah, blueprintdowntown.org, and there's a number of ways to – you can host your own, like, meeting to go if you've got a group of friends you want to get together with. You can fill out an online survey. I'd actually wait a week or so until we get the new one up. But there are still results coming in from our other one that we're integrating into the process. And then we've got public meetings. And we've had two so far, and we'll have a third one in January, at the end of January.
And you mentioned a First Friday gathering as well?
Yeah, at the gallery walk essentially at First Friday. We'll be in the upper floors of the Senate building.
And describe for someone who's never been to the Senate building how to get there.
The Senate building, it's right down on South Franklin. It's probably the tallest building on South Franklin.
I was going to say, pretend you're going to the Alaskan, but you drank too much and you walked an extra three doors down. But isn't that where the Senate building is?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And the website once more to contribute?
BlueprintDowntown.org.
Tim, how's it been for you working with these guys?
Yeah, no, it's like I said, it's been a really fun, creative process. I've got a couple of colleagues at the Community Development Department as well that are involved in this project. And we, all three of us, have had a really fun time working with the consultant team. They've had some really fresh ideas. Pat's been really creative with different ways of trying to bring out that public input, because often the public are keen to comment, but sometimes they just can't quite articulate what it is they want to say. And so Pat's been coming up with some pretty creative ways to do that. And I think this time we've been trying to reach out to a slightly younger crowd as well. Often when we're going through planning processes, we do reach out to the public, but it's the people who are really interested are the ones that tend to contribute. And those interested people, which is great, they come to all the planning efforts that we undertake. But, you know, we're really making a big conscious effort to try and get the people who wouldn't normally be engaged in this effort. So, we certainly appreciate the team's efforts. Yeah.
All right, guys, from a macro perspective, here we are, November of 2018, almost December. What does the future of Blueprint Downtown look like?
So once this visioning piece has been finished and sort of handed over to the city side of it, so the Community Development Department are the ones that are going to be taking those next steps. We have a steering committee that's been appointed. It's tried to be representative of people who live in downtown, people who own businesses, people who represent the tour industry. And so we'll be picking up things probably from the end of January. We'll be having regular steering committee meetings, which will be open to the public, so the public can continue to provide input on the themes that the steering committee will be discussing. And the idea is by the end of 2019, possibly early 2020, we'll be wrapping the whole planning effort up, and we'll be moving that on to the Assembly for some sort of action. And the idea is we try and come up with some definite policies, themes, actions that can be picked up in the future.
All right. That's Tim Felstad. We've also been speaking with Zane Jones and Pat Race about Blueprint Downtown. You can meet these guys at First Friday, not this coming Friday, but the week after that, on the second floor of the Senate building downtown. In the meantime, check out BlueprintDowntown.org. Guys, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for the time.